is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chew portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chew. We'll be stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Whiskey November 4 Victor, WN4V. John Harrington, Florida, Manatee County in southwest Florida. I am negative and negative, and good evening, Gary, WN4V.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm out by Clarence, Missouri right now. Be negative and negative, just listen.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WN4V. That's Mr. John down there in Brayton, Florida, Manatee County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KW4TS, Mr. Jim. Just outside of Clarence, Missouri tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. You be careful out there on your run. Have a safe trip. Get back home to us safely. I had some pre-check-ins at W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred. His sweet bride in 4IEI, Miss Isla. They're up there in Traveler's Rest. And KD2RKN. That's Mr. Jason. He's down in Williamston. And KJ4HYC, that's Mr. Shane, and he's over in 6 Mile. Got another EchoLink station up. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, this is K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont via EchoLink. We're nothing and nothing tonight, and we're going to listen to the swap net. Good evening to everybody on the net.
And I would like to say good evening to K4VKN, Mr. Allen, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in WB4MOU. Ron and Pickens. Looks like the kid will be around.
Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
This
DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WB4MOU, Mr. Ron over there at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KD4OTW, Mr. James, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. And K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt, he's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, Walt. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Got a couple more Echo Link stations up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS, please check in Kilo 4 Zulu Zulu X-ray. We out here motoring about, just coming in from North Carolina, going down to the 6% grade on 25. Going to be home in a little bit, though. We're negative and negative. May hang around for the swap net, though.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4ZZX. That's Mr. Steve. He's coming down the 6% grade up there from North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. You be careful on the mobile on to the house. Y'all have a safe trip. And W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KI4LZI. That's Mr. Andy. He's up on Table Rock. And KO4EQQ. That's Josh. And KG4WNP, Mr. Landon. They are all free check-ins that came in after I started. So we got them on the list as well. Thanks for the text there, Dave. Don't have a split screen, so I didn't know that they were on there, but I got them now. Appreciate you doing that for me. Where were we? Mike through Papa, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo Alpha 4 in November, India Victor. K4NIV, I'm Maurice. We're located in Simpsonville. Negative and negative. Good evening, everybody.
I'd like to say good evening to KA4NIV, Mr. Maurice. Maurice, hadn't heard you in a long time, I don't think. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well, and appreciate you coming by and checking in with us tonight. Let's move up to the Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Edmund. No comment, no traffic. Have a good evening.
DOS. In Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KN4RJN, Mr. John up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And WN4S, that's Mr. Chris. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Coming up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo, K4XB. Name is Tommy, location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Hey, say good evening to K4XB, Mr. Tommy. Tommy, you got that group all to yourself tonight. Appreciate you being with us down there in Southern Greenville County. You take care. Have a great evening. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
K4 Whiskey. That's KC4W. The name is Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No track, no roundtable.
KC4W, Mr. Bill down in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up to the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 of the mic at Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be standing by.
KI4DOS. Evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey, David and Inman. Be negative and negative. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
For DOS, November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative. Good evening.
Delta Juliet Charlie, N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson, negative and negative, but I will be listening to the swap shot. Thank you.
KI4DOS. Jump on me. Beside me, AK. Okay, I had to change antennas. I didn't know. Please check in Whiskey 4 Alpha Kilo Golf. This is AK and Easley. I'm negative, negative, but I do have another swap net item.
DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. He's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4AOW, that's Mr. David. He's up in Inman. Appreciate you being here, David. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up there at Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being here, Joe. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Jerry. And W4AKG, that's my neighbor AK over here about a good stone's throw away. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get your item for the swap net in just a little bit. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the call KI4DOS.
For DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, Bill in Greenville. I'll be in and out.
KI4DOS. Kilo Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Tango, that's KO4DZT, calling up here in Boston Grove, North Carolina.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4ACA. That's Mr. Bill, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KO4DZT, that's Mr. Colin up there in North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Colin. Let's see here. Got another Echo Link station up. Echo Link station only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in. Kilo 4 Yankee November Golf. K4YNG, Fletch and Easley, thanks for letting me in. Hello to all my friends.
And they would like to say good evening to K4YNG. That's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. Alrighty, let's see. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Echo Through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Gary and everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie. Warren here in Taylor's, negative and negative.
Yes. QM
Miss Joy are doing well. Swell's everyone on the net. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike. The location is Simpsonville. No traffic, no comments tonight, Gary. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
Joyous. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over. 4 DOS. And Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Quebec Papa KO 4 EQP Josh and Inman just listening.
4 DOS in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Like to say good evening to N4HHC, Mr. Warren over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Warren. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, he's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being here, Gene. And KO4EQP, Mr. Josh, and he's up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Additional stations, Echo Through Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP. Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
Yeah, 4DOS. Kilo, Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry in Keller, North Carolina, negative and negative tonight. Gary, thanks.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy and her husband Mark, W2MJB. They're down in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, down there, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain, Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative, 73s for each one of you.
Yes. Hey, I hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in, Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comments.
Chris. Hello, Gary. This is Sam, KT4LPF. That's Kilo, Golf, 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot. Good evening to you. 73s. Thank you for calling the net.
DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 73.
DOS in Kilo 4 Kilo Alpha Echo K4KAE. This is Alice in Taylor. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone.
For DOS, can you please check in Kilo Echo 4 Juliet Romeo Kilo. This is John at Paris Mountain. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to everyone, and thank you for hosting the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO, Mr. James, up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us, James.
And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there, Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. And KG4LPF, Mr. Sam. He's down here in Slamtown. Appreciate you being here, Sam. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K4KAE, Miss Alice. And she's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Miss Alice. And KE4JRK is Mr. John. He's up at Paris Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And K3JOY, that's my sweet little bride Joy. And she's sitting in the other room watching TV and reading the book. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Up to the big group, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray Juliet, KA2, TXJ, Jim in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative.
And Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'm still in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, and might talk to y'all this weekend, might not. My wife's going in to get her knee replaced early in the morning, so y'all wish us luck and say a prayer. 73s, and thanks for hosting the net, K4RHF.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KA2TXJ, Mr. Jim. He's over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And K4RHF, Mr. Bob. He's also over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. And Bob, what is your sweet little bride's name?
That's my XYL.
Linda. I always like to put a name on there when someone asks for a prayer. You know, yeah, I always like to call her name when I do that, so that's the reason I ask. But we got her down, and appreciate that, and hope you're doing well, and tell her that she will be thought about greatly tomorrow as she goes to get her knee redone. But thanks for letting me know there, Bob.
That Belinda with the B. Bravo, India, Lima, etc. Thanks, K4RHF.
You straightened me out on that. You should have said it was with a big B instead of a little B, Bob. You take care. I got it down. There's all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo, Alpha David, Mobile, and Greenville. Negative and negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Like say good evening to KB4CBA, Mr. David, Mobile over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Seems like every time I talk to you, you're mobile. But that's a good thing. At least you got a radio in your vehicle and you're able to talk to people. Anybody else all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. I got most everybody for the time being. So we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion. This is KI4DOS now securing the formal portion of the net. Thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. But first, I got a question for Dave. W4DJW, Dave, you still by? He's doing something else, so I'll ask him later. That's not a big deal. We've got one fellow with another item for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's anybody else. W4AKG, Mr. AK. AK, what have you got for the swap net tonight, young man?
In there, Mr. Gary. I have a brand new, still in a bag, never used. I call it a pouch, but the MFJ catalog calls it a carrying case for a MFJ 269C analyzer, antenna analyzer. And they list their pouches for $39.99, $40. I'll take 10 for this one. It's still in a pouch, like I said, brand new, never been used. But the model number is MFJ39C. That's for the 269C model analyzer. Thank you, sir. I think you got all my information.
All that, how much did you say you wanted for it?
$10.
That's a good deal, AK. you have for sale an MFJ 39C. That's for a MFJ 269 antenna analyzer. It is a carrying case. It's brand new. Still in the packaging. And you would like $10 for it, correct so far?
Except it's a 269C analyzer. I see this catalog's got the 369D listed different, so there may be a little bit of difference in the one for the D and one for the C. But anyway, I know this one does fit the 269C. Thank you, sir.
Okay, I don't know what in the world I said, but it is the carrying case for an MFJ 269C antenna analyzer. And the catalog number is the MFJ 369C, correct?
No, it's the 39C. Now, I might have said that wrong. You didn't say 269C, you said 269. And I probably said this one wrong. But anyway, the correct model is MFJ-39C. It's for the MFJ 269C analyzer. Did I get all that right?
So, AK, I think we got it all down now. But I got your contact information is 864-509-6653, correct?
Correct.
Deals on this MFJ 39C. And it's a carrying case for the MFJ 269C antenna analyzer. Does anyone need any fields?
259, that's right. I've had it all this time, but it don't fit the 259. It'll have to fit the 269, W4AKG.
Hey, well, I got a 269, but I don't have the C model. I just got the 269.
Get in here and try it. Okay, thank you, buddy.
Okay, buddy, thanks. And I'll run this for a few weeks. And when you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
I've got an MFJ 269 also. If you find out that that's the same size box as the 269C, if you don't want it, I'd be interested in it. I'll let you go first because you already said you got one. But I am interested if you want, if you're trying to sell it. K4RHF.
Call your station. Call W4AKG. Mine's been sitting here, oh gosh, for 10 years, and it ain't had a carry case yet, so it don't need one. I was just going to go see if it would fit mine. But go ahead and call AK.
Thank you, sir. Does that thing have a, like a carrying strap on it?
Yes, sir. Still got the strap still folded up with a rubber band around it. Never has been taken out of the box.
A little bit, see if that's the same. I think the 269s are all the same box, but I'll have to double check and see. I'll get some pictures of it and figure it out. Might be a couple of days before I find out. So if somebody else is on by, then don't worry about it. But I'll give you $10 for it if nobody else does. Just let me know. K4RHF.
Okay. Sound like a good deal to me. Yeah, I think it, like I said, I don't know where it fits, how many of the 269 models it'll fit, but I know it'll fit the C. That's the only one I'm positive of. But anyway, we'll let you know, W4AKG. Thank you, Gary. Alrighty, AK. Well, Bob, if you don't mind giving me your phone number, or you can text it to my phone, if you'd rather me give you my phone number, I'll take my analyzer down and see if it'll fit. If it does, I'll call you and let you get in touch with AK.
Go ahead and take it. You won't hurt my feelings, but for $10, you know, I'll bet $10 on just about anything. I went to the Miracle Hill the other day, a couple days ago, looking for a chair. My wife's having her knee surgery and wanted to get her a chair to sit in so she could sit upright and sit on her elbows, you know. And I went in there while I was there. I saw a nice DeWalt Sawzall, and the thing sold for like $120. They had it sitting there for $10, and it didn't have a battery, but I've got like four or five batteries. So I spent $10 on it, brought it home, hooked up all my batteries to it, and it runs like a watch. So, hey, I've got a nice Sawzall for $10. So I'm a sucker for a deal, which explains all the ancient, decrepit ham radio gear sitting on this desk right here, some of which works, some of which has tubes and still works. But, hey, anyway, I'd appreciate that, and I'll look up some pictures of them and see if they're any different, too. All right, thanks, AK, and thanks, Gary, and y'all have a good one. We'll see you. K4RHF.
We'll let you know one way or the other. Anyhow, but I do appreciate it. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off for the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike. I'm not sure what you have listed under me, but I do have one ICOM 27H left to go. If anybody would like it, we're going to let her go for $30.
You've still got the ICOM 27H, is that right, Jim?
That is correct. The other items have been sold them to a new guy in Inman, and he's just now starting out. So I have the ICOM IC27H that puts out good power, has a little bit of cosmetic scratches here and there, but it works.
Still got it listed. I just took the other one off, and so I'll continue to run that for you.
I appreciate that much.
Give you a phone number too there, K4RHF.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, my phone number is 864-436-5000.
864-436-5000. K4RHF. Hey, Bob, I got it. And I'll get down there and visit with AK maybe tomorrow if he's going to be around. I'll give him a call before I go down there, and because he doesn't live but just a couple of blocks from me, and so that's not a problem. But I'll take my analyzer down there. If it fits, I'll give you a call and let you and him work things out. K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS.
West. Microphone. K4SUG. Right traveler's rest. No traffic. Good evening, Gary.
4DOS. 4LWE. Kilo 4 Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. No traffic, no round table. Thanks for calling the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to K4SUG, Mr. Ray, up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brother Ray. Hope you and Miss Edie are doing well. Be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. And K4LWE, Mr. Larry. He's down in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight is for sale. It's an Astron RS-70A. That's a 70-amp power supply.
and he would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, got a fella looking for a power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. He says it's the same power cord as the FT-101. He can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fields? Set him up is for sale. A fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor. He has a Hammerlin SP-600. They said to make him an offer on some of this stuff. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. He has the matching external speaker, the hand mic, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's a Drake MN-2000. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Ameritron AL811H. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is looking for, got a fellow looking for an FL2100B. That's a Yaesu HF amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
Gee, is that the mobile transceiver? What is the contact information for that one? I'm pretty interested.
Hey, Colin, the gentleman that has that, his name is Jim. His call sign is Kilo Oscar 4. Bravo Delta Mike, KO4BDM. His telephone number is 864-435-3503. He said to call him after 9 a.m. Copy?
Thank you, 4DZT. I'll be listening.
Let's see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Somebody keyed up. I had a Roger beep, and that's all I got.
KI4DOS. K4 is EZX. I need to get the last four on that telephone number for Jim.
All righty, Steve. I must have been, I don't know. I thought I was talking to somebody else. Jim's phone number is 864-435-3503. Copy?
Copy. Appreciate that. I've got something that's not for the swap net, but I'm going to need some help getting an antenna up. I'm going to get my HF system back up. I'm disabled. I'm probably going to need some help in a couple of weeks to get my system up. I just wanted to throw that in there real quick. K4ZZX, clear.
Okay, Steve. Well, when you get ready to put that up, give us a couple of days' notice and put it out on the air, and we'll see if we can't get some fellas up there to help you get that antenna up.
All right, sir. I appreciate it, Gary. K4ZZX, clear return to you, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Yeah,
this is Sam. Got a question for you.
There, Sam.
What was the lady's name that's going to be operated on in the morning? Was it Belinda?
Belinda.
Careful, okay, but I wanted to back up being prayer for her. All right, thank you, buddy. Send the praise to you. KC4LPF, help.
Yeah, you like me, you always like to put a name out there, I'm sure. But that's it. It's Belinda, and she's going to have her knee replaced tomorrow. So we'll put her on our prayer list, and hopefully she'll get through there with no problems at all. All righty, SKI-4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item I got up on the swap net book is for sale. A guy has a set of tubes for a Collins 32B. These are brand new tubes. He also has a tube tester he'll throw in just for good measure. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fields? Next him up is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. It's wired for 120 volts. He would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Drake L4B. That's an HF amplifier with a Harbach mods. This amplifier is wired for 220, and he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood VGS-1. That's a Kenwood voice recorder board, and he would like $45 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is looking for, got a fellow looking for an HF transceiver. He said he would like to find one that's not too terribly expensive. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I appreciate that, and I'll run these for a few weeks. When you sell these items or find the items you're looking for, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight on this end. Let's see here. Before we go to the rag chute, we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Call KI-4DOS.
For DOS, please check in KJ4HIAG. And please check in Robbie, my wife, KJ4KOX. Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
I would like to say good evening. KJ4HIA is Mr. Gene, and his sweet bride, KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over there in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. Let's see who's first on the rag chew list. Let's see, Epic Mr. Ron, WB4MOU over at Pickens. Ron, what have you been up to? MOU, Ron, you still around? Up to the next one, KO4BDM, Mr. Jim over there at Taylor's. Jim, you going to stay around for Ratchet?
That's affirmative, I'm listening in.
There, young man.
I've been playing with a watt meter that got burnt up trying to rebuild it.
A whole lot of fun. I haven't rebuilt many of those, but I did try to repair a multimeter one time. And I tell you what, if you don't get those exact components to go back in it, it don't work.
It's not accurate at all.
Get it, get the bugs worked out of it.
Yeah, so I ordered some special wire for wrapping the toroids, and maybe I can get some decent accuracy then.
Sometimes you have to tweak them things just a little bit. our windings and stuff is not quite as exact as what they have when they put them together to start with.
Yeah, my fingers aren't that good.
I don't know, I have no problem with my fingers too much, but my eyesight's getting bad. I got a big old magnifying glass I have to use.
That's exactly what I use, too. I can't read the numbers anymore.
Well, I'm glad I'm not the only one with that problem.
I'm trying to get my antennas straight now, making sure everything's set up for the good old lightning storms that may be coming.
I hope you get them all straightened out and fixed up the way you want them. I was listening on the sideband net earlier tonight, and you were way down. Your signal's normally way up. I don't know if you were having antenna problems or if it was just conditions tonight, but normally you got a booming signal over here.
Yeah, that was on my delta loop. I'm getting ready to raise it another 10 feet, and that'll make a big difference.
Well, I've got mine up about, it's up about 60, 65 feet, something like that.
I can't put a tower up that high. I'm using a fiberglass military antenna type pole, and unfortunately my backyard is depressed. So I have 32 feet now. I'm getting ready to add another 10, and then the bottom of the delta loop will be at least 10 feet above my front yard.
Well, you know, the terrain and all that has a big play in it as well. I've got a tower up. It's got my beams and stuff on it, but my delta loop's out there hanging between two trees. And it seems to work real well. I haven't had any problems with it other than it falling down every once in a while. I tried to check in one night and just happened to notice the meter over there. The SWR was just out of sight. And I said, what in the world? I went outside and looked, and half of it was laying on the ground.
Fire went down. It was a tree that went down. I had to have somebody come and cut the tree.
When you have to get a tree cut down like that, but we understand what it's like to have antennas fall.
Yeah, I've been thinking about putting a tower up, but I'm not all that sharp about doing that sort of thing, and I'm going to have somebody do it because I'm in a chair and I can't get out and do that sort of thing anymore.
There's always people that are willing to help do that sort of thing. I had a couple of buddies come over and help me put my tower up, and I put it up in a tilt-over configuration. Got a big old winch and a stainless steel cable going up to the tower. And the winch that I bought, I thought about putting a power, a motorized winch out there, and then I said, well, I can't control that as well as I can with a hand winch, so I went with a hand winch that has got a great big old gearbox, and you have to crank it a lot, but it goes up and down real easy.
Yeah, on this fiberglass pole, I put in a boat winch hand crank and set it up to where I can raise and lower it. And it seems to work pretty good.
You have to do what you have to do sometimes, Jim. And like I said, this winch that I bought is not like a boat winch. It doesn't have a locking mechanism on it. You start cranking it up or down, and you get tired, you just take your hand off the handle and it stops. When you stop, it locks automatically, which I really like.
Yeah, that's what this one's got. It's got an automatic lock as far as bringing something up. But going back down, it's kind of a free wheel if you're not careful.
Be careful with that kind. That thing get away from you and break your arm if you're not careful.
Yeah, usually I have my son try to give me a hand with it, but he can't get out in the sun. Turns out he's allergic to the sun. He breaks out. So he's got to do it either at twilight in the morning or in the evening.
Your son, I really do, but we have to deal with what we're given, I guess, and if he doesn't mind coming over early in the morning or late in the evening, that's a good thing. You know, I don't know if he's lives at home or if he is on his own someplace, but if he's like I got two sons, one lives in Charlotte and one lives in Liberty. And but if I need them, either one of them, they'll come take off and come down here to help me.
Yeah, mine is living in an apartment attached to the house, so he's always here, and that really helps out a lot because there's a lot of things I can't do anymore. Say, where do you find a reasonably priced tower?
Find them just on the swap net every once in a while. Jack, oh gosh, what is it? W4TWX has got some tower material. I don't know how much he's got, but I do know he has some, but I don't know what kind of prices he wants for it. But he's had that for a while, and then every once in a while you'll run across one here on the swap net.
How big of a concrete base do you need to put down for one of them?
Depends on how tall a tower you're going to put up.
Well, it'd have to go in the backyard, so it'd probably have to be, 60 feet.
3-foot tower, you could probably get by with 1 yard of concrete with guy wires on it.
If multiple guy wires, in other words, two-tier top and midsection.
Two sets on a 60-foot tower. I'm thinking like Ron 25 tower. That's a small Ron tower. It's kind of lightweight. It's not too terribly heavy, but you'd have to have one up. You'd have to pull up the Ron website and get the exact specs on it. So don't hold me to these dimensions or anything. But you'd have to have one up about 35, 40 feet, and another one up somewhere around 50, 55 feet, something of that nature. May not have to, like I said, those heights are probably wrong, but I am just giving you some general idea.
Yeah, that sounds good. My vertical antenna is on one of those extension poles. It's a 35-foot, and then my vertical goes up another 20 feet. For the info, I'm going to have to keep a lookout for a decent tower that fits the budget.
Well, I'll keep my eyes and ears open, and if I hear of somebody that's got one, I'll give you a call or something of that nature, and we'll discuss it that way.
KL4BDM standing by.
I'm talking with you. You take care. Appreciate you hanging in there for some rag chew tonight, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, young man. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. This rag chew list is Mr. Ray, K4SUG, up there at Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, what have you been up to today? Staying cool?
My lights are out here, and every time I lay the microphone down, I have to go on a hunt and search detail to find it. But I found it again, at least I hope I got the right one. Yeah, we had to do a little shopping this afternoon. We went over in Wally World, and folks around over there got a few items. I've been working on a lower gate, trying to install another gate opener. The one I had on it went sour on me. Had two of them went bad about the same time, so I just got the upper gate fixed. Now I'm going to work on the lower one, and I'm using that opener off the upper one to swap parts back and forth, see if I can make one good one out of two over.
If you can make one out of two, that keeping it from having to go buy another one. Those things ain't cheap.
No, they're getting more expensive every day, too. And they're making the things too smart for a little fella like me, Gary. This thing's set up so you can hook it up to your Wi-Fi and control it with your computer somewhere. And don't necessarily have to be at the gate when you do it. I don't think I care for that.
I don't believe I care for that either, Ray. Of course, everything's going to your cell phones now. I tell you what, it's a mess when you can walk up and take your cell phone and put it up next to another device, and then it'll take money out of your banking account. I don't believe I trust them too good yet.
I don't want no part of that either, and I don't want none of these automatics.
payment deals where you give them access to your bank account and they charge you whatever they, whenever they get ready. I like to see what gets, goes in, and I like to see what comes out over.
At least it makes you feel like you got a little bit of control over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, we got little enough as it is, Gary. But that's the way things work. Anyhow, things gonna be all right. We just keep on a digging, and I'm still digging, but I'm digging a little slower than I used to.